Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. That would be me. And today we're rounding the corner through March, beginning our journey into April 2021. Wow, going so fast, right? Everything's speeded up. Not just the events, which seem to have completely shifted reality from where we were last year, even just a few months ago, but our own understanding is beginning to move at a pace that is so accelerated. We realize that we are not in any way the people we were before, a year ago, a couple years ago, 20 years ago, however many decades ago it is for you. So when you start to understand this concept that everything changes and that we are now evolving faster than we used to, you can start to begin to look at the things that are trickling up in your experiences, in your memories, in your dreams, especially all the things that have to do with the past, and begin to understand that all of these things that are coming forward now are this kind of final sifting and sorting, a final chance to really observe and notice and feel, maybe feeling if you haven't felt for a long time, feel all the things that you've experienced in your life, and then decide if you want to take them with you as that same person you were, or if you want to just let it all go and step into who you actually are now. And this is, you know, this is a continual choice, of course, but right now with things accelerating, we're really being called, like, how much baggage are you carrying? And how much baggage do you want to continue to carry? You know, if you've been carrying around the heavy 7 backpacks for all these years of all the wounds and trauma, you are invited now to let that stuff go, to let it go as trauma, to let it go as lies and deceptions and wounds and all those things, even just rumination, thought looping on the past, and realize that, you know, here we are. We are not in the past anymore. What is it, Dorothy? We're not in, I don't even know. That's not the right thing to say. But we're not in the past, and we don't have to go forward carrying those 7 backpacks anymore. So today, we are working on the subject of how does the trance state help us receive divine guidance, learn why shifting to a different vibration makes it easy to communicate with the universe. And I'm kind of trying to pick, we obviously talk about lots of different things during the show, but I'm trying to pick things that will resonate with those of you who are trying to learn spiritual intuition. Spiritual intuition is at its core a process of direct connection with the information in the universe, so that you can be guided in your life along a divine track. And so in spiritual intuition, a lot of what we work in is what I call the gentle trance or the light trance state. We also work in other things like synchronicities and strands and events and past lives and Akashic records and so forth and so on, nature. But much of the work is done in this light trance state. So I want to talk about that today. Because if you're just tuning in and you want to find out about this, I want to provide good information. And we are having, of course, Free Readings Tuesday. We're going to get that going in just a minute. And you can call Free Readings Tuesday at 844-390-8255. That is 844-390-8255. Lines are there's a caller, I believe, now, but we've got more room. So please, if you want to be doing a Free Readings Tuesday, give us a call, and we'll get to that in just a minute. We'll just get there right in 1 second. I want to talk about this idea of how does the trance state help us receive divine guidance. So when we are working to hear from the universe, we go into a light meditative state. And one of the things that often happens, and I hear this from people all the time, is we go into too deep of a meditative state. Maybe we've worked in other systems, Buddhist meditation, Kundalini, deep relaxation states. We've listened to different meditation tapes, and they just take you really, really, really deep. We go into a state of bliss and relaxation. We just kind of float as one with the universe. Now, obviously, this is fantastic. However, when we're doing what I call intuitive gathering, we just want to go to a very light state of meditation. So I brought a visual aid today. Here's a mala, Buddhist prayer beads. So when maybe we'd use a mala or a rosary to keep track of our meditation or whatever we're working on, we might, go from here. We might meditate all the way to here, maybe. Just as an example, this is a visual aid only. This takes us to a deep state to go all the way, right? To go all the way to here, even here. But when we're doing intuitive gathering, we all maybe want to only go to like here. We're not in world reality. We're a little bit lifted off, but we don't go all the way here, because when we go all the way here, we lose our ability to use symbols, words, messages, language, even emotion. We just go into bliss state. By staying in this gentle state, here or here or here, so, it's a little flexible, but we still maintain our ability to use language, metaphor, symbol, all the ways that information is provided to us. So if you're having trouble going into meditative state and you're like, I don't know what happened, I fell asleep, or I don't know what happened, I just saw like gray, or all the images came in too fast, it's because you're going in too deep. Some of the things you can do to fix this are, as you enter in, you can say, I ask that the universe takes me to a state where I can receive messages, words, and information. That will help. If you are unrested and you go into sleep because you need sleep, you can work on doing meditation at a time when you're most alert. And, just doing this, the other thing is recalling that when you're in, let me get my visual aid again, when you're in this little state here, you might also have very similar feelings when you're running or biking or doing the dishes or taking a shower, these kind of mindless, repetitive motions also take us into this gentle trance. And so often those activities, creative people know that's, you get your inspiration in the shower. You also get your divine guidance in the shower because you're in a gentle trance state. Okay, for housekeeping, we are working on the Guides and Angels project this month. It's just $15. It teaches direct connection with your guides, angels, and I think there's a piece on the departed in there. Really powerful, really powerful work. I invite you to do that. Go to sarahwiseman.com, go to courses, the Guides and Angels Project. And for those of you who haven't received it yet, the April Divine Astrology is out. That is my channeled message for the month. And you can go to sarahwiseman.com and then go to blogs and then go to Divine Astrology. And you can sign up to get on the list for free so that you'll always get an update when the next month is there. Okay, remember, free readings Tuesday. You can call in to 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255. And let us go with our first caller today. We've got Stacy calling from California. Stacy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. What can I help you out with today?
So I spoke to you about a year ago, and I think the question's about the same. I relocated to California, and I weathered out everything here. Things have changed now, and I am trying to get a job and relocate, and it just feels like I'm hitting one wall after another wall after another wall. So I'm wondering if you can offer any guidance. I'm trying to accept flow state and not try to manic manifest, but it feels like it's kind of an urgent thing. It's in relation to my children, and I don't know what else to do.
Right. So, what is the, let's see. When you're having this feeling of urgency, well, first of all, where are you thinking of relocating to? Is it like similar West Coast? Are you heading back east, or what are you thinking of?
Back to Indianapolis.
Okay. When you get this sense of urgency that propels you to move, tell me how that feels to you. I'm curious as to how that's showing up for you.
Like a guttural, like my gut is like, because it's in relation to my children and their relationship with their father going very far south, at home. We share custody, and they came here to me for spring break, and they were like, Mom, you have to come back. We need you there. And so that's the guttural feeling, I guess.
Right. How old are they?
16 and 13.
Okay. And is there any chance that you can get full custody that you can imagine in your mind? Is there any possibility of that?
I would love it. But I'm up against it. Narcissistic, sociopathic, PTSD. It's a bit of a nightmare.
So what I'm seeing is if you do go back, it doesn't, it's impossible to swoop in and save them from your karmic journey and also their karmic journey. Like everybody involved is in this karmic drama or karmic wound.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can go back and you can begin to support the situation, but you can't solve it or save it or erase it. And as heartbreaking as it is to feel that your children are being damaged by your ex, it's a process over time. And as heartbreaking as it is to feel that your, you know, super innocent children are having to take on this karmic wound, that is actually part of the process of them as souls coming into this particular family unit to experience what they experience, and then you're going to heal yourself and they're going to heal themselves. Anybody who's doing the work is going to get healed. I'm doubtful if your ex will do the work, but that is his soul choice, really. So come into this with really eyes open, like you're going in to support them. You're going in to provide them with counseling and a safe place and getting them to understand how to deal with the situation too. But you're not going to be able to go in there and just grab them and protect them. And if they were tiny, they would have a different situation. But so going in there with eyes open, you have to like really clear your own self. Are you afraid of him? Are you afraid of him as a bully?
Yes.
So you're going to need some anti-bully training, because bullies are jerks. Bullies are jerks, and they keep pressing and pushing. They keep pressing and pushing because they know how to push everyone's, you know, bullies know how to push their victims' buttons. And so you got to get some training on that. That's your first step. And that is something you can actually start where you are now, like getting your strength and getting your toolkit of how do I deal with a narcissist bully? Do you think he's abusive to them?
Not physically. We were married 20 years. So I'm very unfortunately aware of what's going on. Mentally, yes. Emotionally, yes. Spiritually, yes as well.
Yeah. And so being married to someone for that long, you've been entrained in the system of his bullying and his narcissist manipulation. Now, I'm not a therapist. This is what I'm, as I'm looking into this, I can see him just pressurizing you. But so you've learned to respond in a way that continually appeases him so he doesn't lose his temper. And so this is where this anti-bully training has to come in, where you learn different skills as to how to shut him down so he's no longer able to bully you. And as this happens, you can also begin to teach your children how to break this cycle. Because they're the, you know, you've had 20 years of this. For whatever reason you dropped into it, you know, who can say? But now is your time, 20 years later, to get out of it. They, by the fortune that they're still very young, they can get out of it a lot sooner, which is exciting and worth you not giving up, you know, worth you not giving up, because full lives ahead. And actually you do too. I don't know if you caught the beginning of the show where I was saying, like, we dump the baggage from the past and we step into who we are now. Mm-hmm. No more bullies, you know? No more.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm like at the beginning of the end of another dark night. Like, it's time to drop all this stuff and I need to go on my next path.
Remembering Tuesday that when he began bullying you, you were a lot younger and you didn't have the understanding or the knowledge you do now. You were kind of a helpless, naive person. But that's not the case anymore, right? You are strong. You're aware. You've been through the fire. We'll give him the right to bully you, right? Like, it's just,
yeah.
Especially, as we, all this idea of all the structures toppling down, all the people who were bullying marginalized people, and that includes women, the time for that is done. So what kind of support groups can you find for emotionally abused spouses or narcissist bullies, or I don't even know the names, something like Stop the Jerk, or I don't even know what to call it. What comes to mind that you might begin to check with? Or because it feels like you're going to need a support group and some counseling before you move so that you can have yourself ready to face the reemergence of the pattern.
Yeah, I think I'll look for something dealing with sociopath and narcissism, because my kids are starting to really see it now. So I think if I can reinforce it with myself, I can help them.
Yeah. But
I don't know what it's called, but I'm sure I can find something.
Doing it in support so that you've got a support group of other people, almost like, like in AA, you get a sponsor or something. Like, so you've got a group of people who are helping you. I think part of it is codependency, probably. And again, I'm throwing around a lot of psychology terms. I'm not a psychologist. I'm just trying to brainstorm where you might find some help. So you can do this. You can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. We all have to help each other. And your kids also have their own emotions and feelings about this situation. So, you know, people are going to have a little, you know, the summer of emotions, right? It's just like get so tired of that. But and what's your spiritual practice to receive guidance on the soul level picture?
I'm very empathic. I meditate. I know how to do all the things. It's just making myself do it. I'm kind of at the impetus of the end of a relationship, and I've let myself go, and now I'm rebuilding me as well. So I'm getting back into consistent meditation and self-love and doing all the things that I know how to do. They just went away for a while.
And, you know, it is, of course, things go away when you get stressed, but actually that is like your battery pack. that is what actually powers mm-hmm. you. So continue, like making a daily practice, even if at first all you're doing is going into the guides and saying, help me. and then you begin to receive this comfort and this support, and it begins to be something you can rely on and get information from. So don't, okay. I mean, even more, like exercise is great, healthy eating is great, good sleep is great, but at the top of my list, I put going in and out and just sitting with the guides and saying, please show me the right way. Please show me the right way today. Mm-hmm. And getting that battery pack recharged for yourself spiritually.
For sure. I know when I do it, I feel so much better. I just have to
and it builds
do it. And I know where to add it.
You need all the support you can get from people and also from the divine realm. So you want to make sure you're asking for help. Yeah. Well, Stacy, good luck.
Yeah, I will.
And don't give up. This is a journey, but you can do this.
I will.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bye.
So, guys, obviously that was really intense. A lot of you are working through this, right? When this idea that I've been channeling about a structure is topple, this idea of the marginalized people. So if you're in marginalized in any way, which includes all the things we know about gender, race, socioeconomic, and it also includes women, because women have been marginalized for a really long time. So this idea that structures topple down, but structures don't topple. The structure of people at the top wounding other people, the marginalized people, it doesn't just topple down like some shooting star comes and it topples down. It topples down because of our collective awareness that this is incorrect. Our collective awareness of there is no hierarchy of souls. There is one soul is not higher up than another. Every human being, which means every soul, has an equal birthright and equal infinite right to be valued and heard and treated well and cherished. And so collectively, we are looking at all the unfairness in the world. It's been going on for centuries and centuries. Structures toppled down because collectively we are saying no more. Collectively. And if you are working in fear and like, I don't want to say no more because then that puts me in danger, or that I feel uncomfortable because I've never said no before, just continue to work with your guides and look, like, all souls are equal. All humans are equal. We are actually gaining understanding about animal and plant life, their equality, their place in the soul hierarchy. As conscious beings also, all systems topple down because our awareness is saying, this is old. This is not where our awareness is. This is not where our consciousness is anymore. Okay, we do have free readings Tuesday, and I would love for you to call in. You don't have to have an intense thing. It's been intense this morning, but you don't have to have an intense thing. Especially also if you have questions about spiritual intuition and how to, you know, do this technique or that technique, or you just have a question about some synchronicity or other event going on in your life, it's 844-390-8255. That's 844-390-8255. I'm going to read you a little bit. My mic's on pretty loud, so you can all hear the papal rustling. But this idea of going to this trance state that is not too, it's like, what is that, Goldilocks, you know, not too hot, not too cold. It's just right. We're going to that psychic sweet spot. And, this is the information from the guides. Again, free readings Tuesday, 844-390-8255. 855-844-390-8255. And actually, we'll read that in just a second. We've got Lori calling in from Texas. Lori, welcome to the program.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you.
Hi. What can I help you out with today?
Sarah, I am actually, I've taken your classes, I've had readings before, and I absolutely adore you, and I appreciate everything you do. Right now, what I am challenged the most with is actually with my husband and his level of, you know, ignorance about what's going on in the world, and his denial and his cognitive dissonance and all of that. And we've divorced once and remarried, and now I'm realizing that probably our divine creator knew what was coming, that we were going to be on different frequencies at some point in the near future, and I just didn't realize it. And so now I'm really struggling, like, okay, what do I do? How do I assist this situation, or do I just let it pay? Play out? Do I let it go? I'm just really not.
Yeah.
I just need some guidance on what to do about this.
So,
because it's getting bad.
Yeah. So by getting bad, so one thing is he just checking out with like TV or social media or drugs and alcohol, or what's his numbing out way?
You know. Actually, a lot of alcohol, which is kind of surprising to me, but definitely it's the nightly alcohol, but that's his way of checking out. But I think he just realizes that we just think 180 degrees differently, and he's very, he disapproves of the way I think and the things I'm concerned about that are going on the planet. Mm-hmm. And I'm very concerned about his lack of awareness or lack of willingness to be informed. And so I feel like I embarrass him a lot, and I'm super sad for him. But I know I just need to let it go, but we literally have nothing to talk about but the weather.
Yeah.
That's it.
How long were you divorced from him? How long were you apart?
Well, we were probably apart less than a year. I ended up having foot surgery, massive reconstruction, and so we, you know, my daughter, it freaked her out a little bit, and she was the one helping me with recovery, and that didn't work. And so, you know, he got back in the picture, and he was very kind of him. He has a very kind soul. We just have absolutely nothing in common, including even our belief systems anymore.
How old are you?
I'm actually 54.
Okay. Yeah, I bet you're pretty common age to a lot of people listening. A lot of people listening are in kind of that window. So, you know, you've already seen, you're already in the played out version, right? It's already here. So what you fear playing out is what is now, and that just continues. There's that Buddhist saying, as in beginning, so in middle, so in end. So you already know this dance, right? You've danced it once, you took a break on the sidelines, you joined the dance again, you know this dance. The question is, if that's the dance you want to be doing, or really what are a lot of people think like the most precious years of your life, when you're a conscious adult and you've got the rest of your life, however long that is how you want to be living. And I'm guessing when you look at it honestly, you're like, no, this isn't what I want. What does that feel like to you, knowing that this is the dance. The dance doesn't change steps. Here it is. Is this what you want?
Well, it's obviously not what I want. I just wondered if you had any insight about is there any hope to wake up people that are 100% asleep at this point?
Well, people can be woken up, but it's not, we aren't the ones to do the waking. People have to wake themselves up. And if you've been trying to wake up this person, wake up this person, and they're like, I'm sleeping still, let me be, you know, you're not the one. This person isn't going to be awoken by you, awakened, woken up. I don't know what the word is. This person is not going to be.
Right.
Yeah. So the universe could wake this person up, but will that happen when they're 80? Will that happen when they're 90? You know, how, to me, in my life, I only want to be with conscious people in my, like, close relationships. And I know that every soul's got to come to this. Like, this is the task of every soul, to become conscious. And if somebody's resisting it, especially with alcohol, that's a dark night of its own. There's not much chance. At this snapshot today, there's no hope of change. If you were to get this person into heavy, you know, AA and treatment and counseling, maybe. But at this point, since you're on round two of the dance, it feels very unlikely. For you, though, I think it'd be great to go to, just as a previous caller, some support groups. Look at this codependency thing, which is kind of like the theme of the day. So hard, you know, as we are taught, we're taught to be, what are we taught? We're taught to be nice. We're taught to be good. And this sets up this cycle where we're trying to appease people that are not nice and not good. And at some point, you got to just say enough. This is my life. I'm 54, or you're 54. I want more than this, and I'm going to go get it. And you're not woken up, you can't come with me. So I want to just clarify, because right now there's a lot of different words with this idea of the word woke. So the word woke has some political connotations. So it's not what we're talking about. We're talking about spiritually awakened to the understanding of our oneness. And maybe there's a correlation there, but this person that you're describing is drowning in alcohol and doesn't want to wake up. So you got to decide what you're going to do. Sorry. It's rough. How many times do you want to do the dance? Mm-hmm. Dance doesn't change. But you can change.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I just keep holding out hope that there's going to be, you know, some kind of solar flash and everybody's going to see the light.
But
then we're going to be able to have real conversations.
Well, there is a solar flash in which you see the light, but you can't control what other people, you know, you can't control other people's understanding. You can only control yours and make plans.
Right.
And I don't want, right. did you have kind of a spiritual type business? Am I recalling this correctly? Was that you?
No,
Okay.
I don't.
Okay, different person from Texas. I just remembered a person that kind of had a parallel situation, so I just had that curiosity. Well, good luck.
I'm sure there are many of us.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes, all the empaths and sensitives are so kind, you know, and then they tend to attract like the narcissist empath cycle. We got to be empathic and we got to be strong, right? So we don't have to take abuse from anybody. So,
yeah.
Well, Lori, thank you for calling. It's a really good conversation and I wish you well. Yeah.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
So we do still have free readings Tuesday. You can be in this thread if you want. It's very serious or something different. Up to you. 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. We're talking about how does the trance state help us receive divine guidance with our topic for the day. But of course, what we're really talking about is empaths and bullies and marginalized people and perpetrators and, you know, just this idea of just because you're a beautiful empath does not mean you deserve abuse, right? These sensitive souls that are listening, we gotta stick together and say this no more. Okay, we have Katie. Katie, welcome.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, what part of the world are you calling from?
I'm in Florida.
Okay, great. What is on your mind today?
Well, I've met you in person on the spiritual cruise a couple of years back when we went down to the Caribbean. I absolutely love your monthly divine astrology. And the reason that I'm calling is because, so I'm working on trying to be able to get into that sweet spot trance state that I can call my guides and my angels and ask them to speak to me. But I find that when I try to quiet my mind too hard, that then I can't hear anything. So... oh my goodness.
Are you okay? You give her a chance to. It sounds like she swallowed something the wrong way. Katie comes back on the line. We'll have her come back. But I want to answer her question. So, not sure if she's there or not still. So when you have a high level, high energy personality like Katie, you could hear that in her voice, all of you listening. And when you have a person that likes to do stuff, like a doer, are you back, Katie? Are you okay?
Yeah, she's okay. She's muted right now.
Okay, she's muted. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to just keep answering Katie's question. So Katie, active person, a doer, likes to explore and do things, and so has more trouble sitting in stillness. And so when she sits in stillness, all the thoughts come up. Everything comes up. I should do this. Oh, I should do this. How long is this meditation going to take? What if I don't get to the guides? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what can be useful if you're a person like this who has a lot of energy and also like a lot of mental processing going on all the time? First of all, you can ask your mind, hey, mind, thank you for all your thoughts. We're going to take a break from your thoughts right now. Appreciate your thoughts, but we're going to like take 5 minutes, mind, and we're going to just, you know, dial you down, right? The mind, thoughts is going to just dial it down just for 5 minutes. Come back to those. So you'll be the mind. You're safe. We're going to pay attention to you later. And remembering that the mind, ego, personality is all one thing. And then you can do something like just instead of stressing out, like, will I get the guides this time? What am I going to hear? How is it going to work? You can just start to listen to the sounds in the room. And this is why people, you know, the ancient practice, you just follow the breath. But I find that sometimes following the breath creates actually a little bit more anxiety for some kinds of people. So just listening to the sounds in the room. That's it. Listening to the sounds in the room. 5 minutes. Letting the emotions spin out, because trying to do that for 5 minutes can feel like it's 5 hours. I'm just starting with that. Can I do this? Or if that's too hard, put on some amazing kind of, I'm not really so into the ambient music with a lot of synthesizer. I really like things like currently a really kind of like a MC Yogi, or I always Mirabai Sabay, I'm not sure I'm saying that right. Put on something like that style, or East Forest is really good. Put on something like that, 5 minutes. Say, guides, please give me guidance. You put on your 5 minute. Maybe just zone out. At the end of the 5 minutes, you're like, what did I receive? And you just kind of are practicing going into the space without worrying about what you're getting. Another way to think about this, like, so when I was a kid and we took swimming lessons, a lot of times they would have us lay on the cement by the pool and practice our strokes to get that hand coordination in muscle memory before we got in the water. So this is kind of what we're doing. We're going into that spot with muscle memory. And so that we can remember it again later when then we're adding the skill of working with guides and angels. I do want to remark finally that that's what we're doing this month. We're doing the Guides and Angels Project, which teaches you how to go into the sweet spot. And it's just $15. It's right on the website. So sarahweisman.com, courses, Guides and Angel Project, $15. And that'll like direct you fully as to how to do the full process. I am interested for Katie, always when we're asking a question and then we get something going on with throat chakra, like never random. I'm assuming that she's just fine, but looking at what's that about? Like, how come that body reaction came as we're discussing this particular subject? Have a feeling that there's more there. Okay, we have maybe time for one more caller, 844-390-8255. If you call right away, probably we can do it, 844-390-8255. And I did want to read this little piece. Thus, we create a bridge that allows translation. We, the guides, are your bridge, translating the infinite energy so that your human aspect can receive it, understand it, and use it. Without this bridge, the energy is too great for your form. It is ultimate radiance and too strong for your physical being. In this way, we must create a spot of meeting where our vibration lowers to meet yours. We've talked about this before, and your vibration rises to meet ours. This meeting point, this point of entering in, is where direct connection happens. As we have said before, so many of you will go well beyond the meeting point into higher states of radiance and bliss. These are beautiful and healing vibrational points for you, but we say these spots are too far above the human vibration for you to understand. It is only immersion without understanding. If you seek understanding, it is not where to go. To reach us most clearly, to enter the space where it is easiest for you, where it is easiest for us to communicate with you in the ways that you understand, language, symbol, vision, sound, emotion, you need to enter at a vibration that is not so distant from your natural state. And here we're going to do it now. We ask that you enter in with eyes closed. We ask that you enter in on the breath. You will feel slightly relaxed, nothing more. You will feel still in your heart, and you will feel your heart open. This is all that is needed for direct connection. This is all you have to remember. Close your eyes. Enter in on the breath. Feel this beautiful stillness. Open. That's your question. Obviously, you can stay in as long as you want. Beautiful, beautiful space. All healing, all guidance comes in this way. I invite you to do this every day. Every single day, several times a day. Close your eyes. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth several times. Go into stillness. Open your heart. And ask your question. Guidance comes in the meditation, and guidance also comes in the surrounding events and synchronicities and all the things that happen in the world. Guidance comes immediately, usually within a minute or an hour. Guidance comes later that day. All right, guys, we are going to wrap it up for today. I'll be with you next week. I'm hoping to be with you every week. However, couple weeks might flip around a little bit. So if you want to get on the list to be notified, go to sarahwiseman.com, go to Daily Divine blog, and you can sign up there and you'll get a notice every time we're doing the show. Thank you, everybody. I'm so happy and blessed to be with you here as we welcome April, and look forward to being with you next week. Thanks, everybody.